Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we'd like to welcome everybody to PagBank's conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Rafael Sonder. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question-and-answer session for investors and analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of PagBank management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PagBank and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Sonder, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Rafael, you have the floor.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for attending this call. Boa tarde a todos. Obrigado por participar do call de resultados da Tarcom. Nós iremos conduzir este call em inglês, porém, todas as informações aqui divulgadas são parte da nossa divulgação de resultado, que se encontra em nosso website. We're very glad to present our operating and financial performance for the year of 2012. Joining me in this call today, we have Pedro Faria, Tarcom CEO and Investor Relations Officer, and also one of the founding partners of Tarcom. I will go through the presentation, and Pedro will be available together with me in the Q&A session. Let's move on to page 3, where we see the highlights of the quarter. Assets under management amounted to 8.3 billion as of December 31st, 2012, a 21% increase when compared to the fourth quarter of 2011. For the year of 2012, Portfolio Funds Hybrid Strategy posted net returns of 12.1%, and Portfolio Funds Long-Only Equity Strategy posted returns of 19.8% versus a return of 7.4% from the Bovespa Index. All these figures are in Brazilian reais. Gross revenues amounted to 18.8 million in the fourth quarter of 2012 and 100.1 million in the year. Net income in the fourth quarter was 8.5 million. In the year, net income was 40.7 million. Now, moving on to page 4, I'd like to highlight the creation of Tarpon Partners. In September of 2012, we launched Tarpon Partners, which has reached approximately 4.7 billion, including the migration of existing investments, of which a portion is still in the final stages of implementation, and including as well new commitments. The Tarpon Partners has a hybrid mandate with a limit for allocation in private equity investments equivalent to up to 75% of the fund's assets. In the liquidity terms of Tarpon Partners, investor withdrawals from the liquid investment pool may be paid in up to 12 quarterly installments for a total payment period of up to 3 years. For private equity investments, privately held securities or transfers of illiquid investments to the liquid pool may be done until the 8th anniversary, including extensions of each investment. Tarpon Partners management fee is 7.5% or basis points per annum, consistent with the fund's liquidity profile. The performance fee will be charged at the rate of 20% over IPCA plus 6 per annum, beginning in June 2013 and thereafter every 2 years. We believe that Tarpon Partners is an investment vehicle which will continue to allow Tarpon to pursue the best investment opportunities in the long run, looking at always achieving above market returns on its investments. Also, as you can see in the chart at the bottom of the page, Tarpon Partners, TAEF, and the co-investment funds, our vehicles with a hybrid mandate, now comprise 83.7% of our total AUM. Now, I would like to move on to page 5, where we can find our AUM composition. It is always important to mention that we continue attracting and retaining a sophisticated investor base that is aligned with our investment philosophy and with a long-term investment profile, such as endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, and pension plans. This investor base is of great importance as it provides the necessary reliability of capital, allowing us to pursue the best investment opportunities in the long run. Also, I'd like to highlight that the AUM is comprised of 11% of proprietary capital. This is very important as the management and partners of Tarpon are an extremely relevant investor in the fund that we manage. On page 6, we briefly show our two investment strategy, which is the way at which we look at our business. Portfolio funds, comprised of the Tarpon funds that have the flexibility to invest in either public equities or privately held companies in Brazil or other countries. And co-investment strategy, which serves as a sidecar co-investment structure whose primary objective is to increase Tarpon's exposure to selected invested companies. All these vehicles are managed with our ultimate goal of having flexibility to go over the best investment opportunities available. We have the highest alignment between our proprietary capital and that of our limited partners. We are long-term oriented, we invest with our philosophy of concentration, and we create partnership-like relationships with our portfolio companies, looking at working hand-in-hand with them in order to generate value. Now, I'd like to move to page 7. As indicated in the chart at the top of the page, our AUM amounted to $8.3 billion as of December 31, 2012, a 21% increase when compared to the same period of 2011, and an increase of 3% when compared to the third quarter of 2012. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find AUM growth breakdown by performance gains and net inflows. During the year of 2012, the net performance of the portfolio funds contributed to $1.2 billion AUM increase for the full year. The increase is impacted by changes in asset prices and exchange rates. The AUM in the year reflected impact of net inflows of 212 million reais. Now, I'd like to move on to page 8. In the chart at the left-hand side of the page, we present the AUM breakdown by investment strategies. As you can see, the AUM allocated to portfolio fund strategy amounted to 7.7 billion, and 0.6 billion was allocated to the co-investment strategy. In the chart at the right-hand side of the page, we can see the AUM breakdown by public and private equity. As of December 31, 2012, Tarpon's exposure to public equity corresponded to 91% of our total AUM. Private equity investments corresponded to 9%. Now, I'd like to move on to page 9, where we talk about the fund's performance. On the fourth quarter of 2012, Portfolio Fund's long-only equity strategy posted net returns of 8.7% in reais and 7.8% in US dollars. Since launch, the accumulated annualized returns for this strategy were 31.2% in reais and 29.3% in dollars. The Portfolio Fund's hybrid strategy posted net returns of 8.9% in reais and 6.9% in US dollars during the quarter. Since launch, the strategy posted annualized returns of 9.1% in reais and 22.7% in dollars. It is important to note that the returns of the Portfolio Fund's hybrid equity strategy in Brazilian reais only started to be measured as of October 26, 2011, when the strategy was started. We also want to highlight that we do not follow any stock market index as a performance benchmark. However, for illustrative purposes, during the quarter, the Ibovespa and IBX indexes posted returns of 3% and 4.9%, respectively, both in reais. Moving ahead to page 10, we will now discuss Tarpon's financial highlights. On this page, we present our operating revenues. As seen on the top left chart, management fees are charged on the Tarpon funds on a monthly or quarterly basis, calculated over the amount of called capital. During this quarter, gross revenues related to management fees amounted to 18.2 million. The year-over-year increase in results reflects the AUM increase, a growth of 6% over the same period of 2011, and a decrease of 13% over the third quarter of 2012. Now, regarding performance fees revenues, during this quarter, we collected performance fees totaling 625,000 reais, an increase of 6% when compared to the third quarter of 2012, and a decrease of 84% when compared to the fourth quarter of 2011. Just to remember, these fees are collected based on the performance of the funds when a certain hurdle rate is surpassed and are charged on distinct days of the year, depending on the characteristics of the funds. In addition, as of December 31, 2012, the uncollected performance fees amounted to 68.4 million. This amount is based on the net assets of the funds that were above the high water mark as of such date, amounting to 30.15% of our total AUM, excluding those funds that have their performance fees collected upon this investment. It is important to make clear, however, that we cannot guarantee that this potential amount will be owed to Tarpon at any future date. The amount presented here may differ substantially from the actual realized amount. Lastly, on the bottom right chart of this page, we see the performance fee payment schedule. This chart is a result of the collection date contracted for the different vehicles we manage. For illustrative purposes, on this quarter of the year, Tarpon collected performance on investment vehicles that account for 11% of our total assets under management. It is important to highlight that each of our funds have their own performance fee payment schedule, and for the newly started Tarpon Partners, for example, such schedule is biannual performance fee payment period. Now, moving to page 11, total gross operating revenues for the year amounted to 100.1 million reais, and net revenues amounted to 96.9. Operating expenses totaled 40.7 million, resulting in an operating margin of 58%, calculated over net revenues. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the operating expenses segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. The recurring portion of operating expenses is comprised of general, administrative, and payroll expenses. Year-over-year increases is mainly due to increased headcount costs, costs related to personnel, costs associated with the New York office, and costs related to monitoring of our invested companies. As of December 31, 2012, the non-recurring operating expenses amounted to 10.6 million. That amount includes variable compensation and profit sharing paid out to employees and senior management, and provision of our stock option plan with no cash impact. Now, if we move on to page 12, we can see that the net income for the fourth quarter of 2012 amounted to 8.4 million, and for the full year, the net income was 40.7 million. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in, and Pedro and I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our first question is coming from John Priga from Equifax. You may proceed.
Hi, guys. A couple of questions. First of all, of the AUM, how much is called and fee pay? I see that there's, you know, there's a 7.7 number and an 8.3 number. Which one of those, or is it neither of the above, is actually paying fees?
So, hi, John. This is Rafael here. Called versus fee-paying, we only charge fees on called capital, so for that you're right, but you can assume that practically 100% of our capital is currently called. There is very little uncalled capital at this time. Regarding the 7.7 versus the 8.3 that you asked, the 7.7 is what we call the portfolio funds, where we have all the funds are in the portfolio, and the 8.3 adds to that the co-investment vehicles, which have 0.6 billion under management. So that's where you get to the 8.3 number.
Okay. Okay.
Just to clarify, these 8.3 million billion are all fee-paying assets.
Okay. Great. That's very helpful. Is Tarpon Partners going to be denominated, and is Tarpon Partners going to be denominated in U.S. dollars or reals?
It's a fund denominated in reais with a benchmark also denominated in reais. So this fund does not catch any currency fluctuation.
Okay. And would you have the ability to invest outside of Brazil in that fund?
Yes, we do. We do have the ability to invest outside of Brazil.
But those returns would also be measured in reais.
That's right.
Okay. You said that roughly 30% of assets are above high watermark. Can you give us a sense of how far below high watermark the other assets are?
This is blended across the board, and this is an information that we do not disclose on a fund-by-fund basis because it depends on the timing of that each investor has committed into the fund. So it's not even a fund-level number, but it's actually an investor-level number because if an investor has committed at a time where the fund was at a low point, that investor will be paying possibly management fees or performance fees, even if the entire fund is not above its high watermark.
Right. But, I mean, can you give us a sense of, you know, a certain appreciation would bring most assets above high watermark?
Again, this is a number that we try not to disclose on a broad manner because it's very investor specific.
Okay. The last question I have is your option plan. Have you figured out what the option plan is going to be going forward? Have you made any changes to that?
We have not. We still have a small portion of our option plan still to be granted, so at this time we have not made any decisions regarding that.
Okay. All right. Those are all my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you just have to dial star 1. This does conclude the question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Rafael Sonder for any closing remarks.
I'd like to thank everyone for listening in, and as always, we're more than happy to answer any questions that you may have afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you. This does conclude today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time, and have a nice day.